The Guardian.
I saw a military with helicopter flying over the, you can say, the farms area of Barzeh, and nearly over Harasta, and it's spinning in the area. And once it reached a position over a building near me, but it wasn't on a high altitude. Once it reached that position, it fires missiles, 3 missiles each time, and one time it fired 5 missiles.
You said you weren't quite sure which area the helicopter was aiming at. Are you any clearer now?
It's on Harasta, was on Harasta, and the farms area of Barzeh.
And not Al-Kabon, as you'd suggested earlier.
No, not Al-Kabon, no.
Why are you more certain now that that's where it was firing?
Because the people and the activists in Harasta said, and in Jobar actually, it's near Harasta too, said that it was on Harasta. And there were a couple of videos uploaded from Harasta and Douma and here from Barzeh.
Do those videos tally with what you saw?
Yes, I just posted them on Twitter also.
I saw one of the videos that very, very clearly showed a helicopter firing. But is that image, was that exactly what you saw or something different?
No, that's exactly what I saw, yes.
Is there any word of injuries, deaths from the attack?
No reports.
And is that the first time you've seen a helicopter firing over Damascus?
Yes, this is the first time I see a helicopter firing from this area. And I hear the missiles exploding that clear, yes. During the day. This is the first time.
You've heard about it at night, or you've seen it at night?
Here in Barzeh, we hear lots of explosions from the eastern suburbs, Harasta, Douma, Arbenz. But this is the first time I see by my eyes a helicopter launching missiles.
Was it just one helicopter?
Yes, one helicopter, I see.
It must be very frightening.
Yeah, yes. I was with my father and my mother. We were watching it, and mom was very frightened. And these sounds were very loud. And she suggested that we go down to the shelter in my building.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Well, it wasn't firing at us. It was nearly the opposite direction of us. And
How many miles? How many miles away would you say it was, or kilometers?
It was flying high, but I think it was nearly 3 or 4 kilometers from me.
Okay. And was there any sign of anyone attacking, firing back at it?
No, it was just spinning around, and each time it reached that position, it fired a few missiles, and it kept spinning for like four times. And then when I think they ran out of missiles, they returned to their base.
And how many times did it fire?
I think around 11 or 13.
Was it just one missile after another, or several missiles at the same time?
No, it was spinning. Each time, each round, it fired, I think, 3 missiles each time, one after another. And the last time, I think 5 missiles, and then it went away.
So up to 13 in total?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Each time 3 missiles, and the last time 5 five missiles. Yeah.
Are you an activist there, or are you? How would you describe yourself? A resident or an activist?
Well, yeah, you can describe me as an activist. Yes.
You're an anti-government activist. You protest.
Yeah, I go to protest here in Belgium. I once got detained by security.
Having witnessed the helicopter attack, what's your reaction?
Well, I feel like useless, or what I'm doing is not enough anymore. Protesting and my activity on the internet, I think it's not enough anymore. We should do something more than that, I think.
Like what?
Well, like fighting back,